And our first local story, just before noon today on the 25th, a motorist found a gun case containing two guns inside on M53 near Soper Road in Colfax Township, which he believed had just fallen off of a vehicle. Anyone who was traveling in that area around that time and is missing guns is asked to call our office at 989-269-6500 during regular hours and ask for Deputy Bismack. If after hours, please call the Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. And Bay City Department of Public Safety has introduced the Electronic Community Online Portal, or ECOP, a new 24-hour online system that allows residents to report certain non-emergency crimes without requiring an officer to visit their home or business. The portal is intended for incidents in Bay City where the suspect is unknown and includes reporting damage to property, identity theft, larceny from vehicles, lost property, and theft. Users receive a reference number upon submission to follow up to or communicate with the department, though this is not an official case number. The department warned that filing false reports is a crime and said additional reporting options may be added in the future. Reports can be filed via the city's public safety page or directly through the ECOP link. And we come back after this sponsor message from Elkton Motorsports and the public service announcement. We'll get to the remainder of our local news.
Remember when people used to say that something rode like a truck? When they did, you knew you were in for a rough time. But that's never the case with Honda's 4Trax Rubicon. It's an ATV that's all about working hard, but giving you a plush, comfortable ride. Experience the luxury for yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. The Rubicon starts off with a powerful 518cc engine offering tons of horsepower, torque, and hill-climbing ability. The independent rear suspension offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. With four models, it's easy to choose the right mix of features like Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission or a manual transmission and power steering. Head on over to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
More than 4 million adults in the United States have glaucoma.
People don't realize that glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Nearly half of those with glaucoma don't even know that they have it until vision loss has occurred.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments.
Schedule a comprehensive eye exam to protect your sight.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is urging local governments across the state to enroll in a $720 million opioid settlement by the October 8 deadline. The settlement involves eight drug manufacturers linked to the opioid crisis and could provide Michigan municipalities with up to $24.5 million in direct payments. Since taking office in 2019, Nessel has spearheaded efforts that have secured over $1.8 billion for Michigan through various opioid-related settlements aimed at combating the epidemic. The settlement covers 279 local government units eligible to participate. Those needing help with enrollment forms may contact the Attorney General's office before the deadline. Funds obtained through these settlements are designated for opioid treatment, prevention, recovery, and related remediation efforts. Recent data from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services show a 34% decrease in overdose deaths from 2023 to 24, reflecting progress supported by investments made possible in part by these settlement funds. Attorney General Nessel stresses the importance of every single community signing on to maximize resources to continue this upward trend in saving lives statewide. And cold, flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases are increasing in Michigan as the fall season begins, according to health experts. Flu symptoms typically include high fever, body aches, and severe fatigue, while common colds cause milder symptoms such as sneezing and a runny nose. This year, COVID-19 is expected to be more contagious than last year due to the highly transmittable virus strain. While RSV cases remain low, flu and COVID infections are on the rise. Doctors urge residents, especially those over 65, to consider vaccination and to maintain good hygiene practices. Stay home when ill and consult healthcare providers about vaccine options. For the full stories of your news, obituaries, weather, and information, go to thumbnet.net anytime. And this news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.